Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to HIV Hope and Charity, a podcast series brought to you by TVPS, a charity that's been supporting people affected by HIV since 1985. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jess, and we work for TVPS. And our aim is to get as many people as possible HIV educated. If you like the podcast, please rate, subscribe, and leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Oh, look, the start of that will just be me going, oh.
So shocked. What's happening?
Why am I here? Right, shall we start?
Yes, begin.
Okay.
Oh, did you want me to? Welcome, everybody, to HIV, Hope and Charity. And actually, there are a couple of things we need to talk about, because normally we're saying this is an HIV Heroes edition, but there's a bit of a change, isn't there, that we're doing, Sarah?
There is, yes. So this week we are shining a spotlight on some of the people that are helping to promote National HIV Testing Week in the UK.
Yes, and that is this week. So as you know, it's Wednesday, it's the 9th today. It is part of National Testing Week, and here we are. But kind of moving forward, we've had lots of people who really enjoy us explaining the history around HIV as well, haven't we? So as we move forward, we're going to be covering not just HIV heroes, but also some HIV history, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Yes, because there are some moments in history which you can't pin down to one particular person, but they still need to be talked about, and we still need to learn about them to broaden our knowledge of historical events.
Yes.
So over the next few weeks, we've got some really good episodes coming up.
Amazing. And what did you ask me to do in preparation for it?
Oh, a jingle, a new jingle.
Oh, yes.
Have you done it?
Well, I mean, I've written something. Oh. You asked me to do it and I shall provide.
Excellent.
Are you ready?
Oh, have you got it now?
Yes, I've got my notes.
Okay.
I haven't done it on a thing. It's just to a tune that I've made up in my own head.
Well, this could go either way, couldn't it?
I mean, gracious. HIV hero or history. Every week we have to solve this mystery. An event or a person Sarah will describe. If you like our podcast, you better subscribe.
If I haven't said it before, you've missed your calling in life on the big stage.
Did you love it?
Big stage, is it called a big stage? No, it's big screen, but anyway.
Yeah, you're thinking big screen, aren't you?
Well, I'm thinking big. That's what I'm thinking for you.
And that's all I want. That's all I want. What do you think?
I mean, it's good. It's catchy. Is it going to be a cappella, or are you going to have...
Yeah, I think it's just going to be yeah, that's it. We're just going to sing it every week.
We?
Yeah, because it's going to get stuck in your head.
I'm just not a singer.
That is not true. Do you know what? I'm going to sell Sarah out. It's so hard here. She used to try and force me to do the harmonies to the mamas and the papas California dreaming in the office. Come on, Jess, do the harmony. So I know you like a little bit of singing.
Yes, I do like a bit of singing in the office. I think it lightens the mood sometimes. And we harmonise very well. I just don't think the world is ready to hear it.
I'm not sure the world was ready for that jingle, but I'm just going to keep pushing forward. So no judgment, everyone. Remember, hashtag be kind. I'm doing my best here. Doing my best with what I've got.
Shall we talk about National Testing Week?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so National HIV Testing Week is all about encouraging people to test for HIV. It's headed up by THT, but HIV organisations all over the country are involved to promote testing in their local area. THT run a postal testing service in the run-up and during testing week. It's free service and it enables people to test for HIV at home. Now, I know some areas run similar schemes throughout the year, but not everywhere. It's a bit of a postcode lottery, actually, isn't it?
100% is a postcode lottery. I think that's what's difficult as well, because I don't think everyone always understands that just because something's available in one area, it's like, well, why isn't it? And actually, it's because your local authority hasn't commissioned it. If that's not free, and that's literally the beginning and the end of it, isn't it? It's not because organisations such as us or THT are mean or anything like that for not providing that. It's that each local authority can choose which service they pay for, what they commission. So some do have postal testing, HIV testing all throughout the year. And as you say, Sarah, others don't. That's why I love Testing Week, though. They open up free postal testing to everybody.
Yeah. And that can be the prompt that people need to test. So it's a great, great initiative. It's happening at the moment. Now, we said we're going to shine a spotlight on some of the people involved in the campaign. Oh, let's start with one of my favourite celebs, Dr. Ranj.
Oh, remember when you met him?
Yes, oh, I do remember. He was so nice.
We were at the Sexual Health Awards, weren't we?
You know, yes, that was the evening I realised I had grown up, because the cast of Hollyoaks were there, weren't they? Wasn't interested in them. Very interested in Dr. Ranj. What a lovely, polite man. Really kind, patient for me, just hovering around him.
Waiting to pounce to us. We'll share the photo. We got a really nice photo of Sarah with Dr. Ranj, actually. She was genuinely so excited to meet him.
I really was. I mean, I looked at Wikipedia for him. Wikipedia says he's best known for appearing in Strictly Come Dancing. That is absolutely not what he is best known for. If any parents are listening and you had young children around 2012-ish, then you will remember him from the CBeebies programme Get Well Soon.
Wallace, yeah.
Alternative to the daily challenges faced by Postman Pat and Fireman Sam, which is what I used to have to watch. Now, I know that you probably don't watch those programmes, but I need to get this off my chest and other parents listening will completely understand. Postman Pat is one of the most irritating programmes on TV. In fact, the postal service of Greendale would have been greatly improved if they'd just moved Postman Pat to an admin role. He had every resource available to him, Jess. He had a helicopter to deliver the post and he still managed to cock up every single delivery.
Is that the premise of Postman Pat? Because I haven't watched it since I was young.
Oh, yes.
Is the premise just that he's rubbish?
Yeah. So his job is simply to deliver post. But every mishap happens to him along the way. It doesn't matter whether he uses his boat, his helicopter, his van. And it's just so frustrating because anyone can see that the root cause of all his issues is him and his incompetence. I feel I might have looked into this a bit too deeply. So I used to have to watch it every day because my boys loved it. And I used to think, oh, come on, Pat. You can just, it's not difficult. You just have to deliver this letter from A to B.
So Dr. Ranj was your respite afterwards.
Yes, because, you know, he's a real doctor. He's talking about real life illnesses in a child friendly way. He's not kind of scaring them. And it's informative. So I found it interesting. Whereas Postman Pat, no. And Fireman Sam, I mean, he wasn't much better. I mean, it's unrealistic.
I'm going to stop you there. You're like, these children's programmes, so unrealistic. Oh, God. Like, we don't want them to be gritty. We're not looking for gritty reality.
In a time when there are many funding cuts, is it realistic to portray a village like Pontypandy, where Fireman Sam is based, as having a fully operational 24-hour-a-day fire service? No, of course it's not. They had more vehicles than staff to tackle the fires.
Goodness, you've been holding on to some rage.
I really have. When I started feeling like that, I realised it was time to come back to work and come off maternity leave.
Well, I have to say, I didn't know Dr. Ranj from that. So when you met him, I didn't know who he was. When I took a photo of you with him, I was unaware of who he was. And we'd put the photo up and one of my friends who had young children at the time had said to me, oh, wow, Dr. Range. And so actually for me, was it Strictly? Yeah, maybe Strictly, but also I feel like he was on one of those clinic programs as well. I mean, he's done so much.
Ooh, I know he's on This Morning, so he's a regular on This Morning.
He did a test, he did an HIV test on This Morning, didn't
he? Yeah. Yes, he did. It's very relatable, I think, for a lot of people. And you're right, that was my moment in the playground, day after the Sexual Health Awards or the next week, whenever it was, in the playground. And you know what, mums are like, oh, did you get up too much? And I was like, oh, met Dr. Range, and that was it. Everyone's like, oh, really? Yes. Oh,
wait, do you know what you mentioned? Because we're terrible at blowing our own trumpet. Well, people might say, no, you're not at all. All you guys do is talk about yourselves. But they're not the same thing. I feel like we put ourselves down a lot. But we should talk about why we're actually at the Sexual Health Awards.
Oh, because we've been nominated for an award for our testing project.
Yeah, we were shortlisted for an award all around our really innovative HIV testing project. And I know we've mentioned it before in this podcast, but just in a nutshell, it's innovative because of the venues we use, like private rooms in supermarkets, private rooms in libraries, everyday venues that you could go to, people that didn't feel comfortable enough to go to a sexual health clinic. We were sort of catching people like that, weren't we? So that was what it was. I just wanted to mention that quickly.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah, we weren't just there. We weren't just hangers on. We were nominees.
We weren't in the crowd. It wasn't like smash hits. I don't know. You know, the crowd where they used to, oh, you always want to go to that. The smash hits like Poll Winner's Party.
Oh, showing your age now. Do they still do smash hits? No.
Oh, no, they do like, don't they do some ball from Capital FM now, but it's kind of similar.
Oh, the Jingle Bell Ball.
I think that's a similar thing, is it?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Let's move away from youth issues, youth programmes.
Yeah, no idea.
Not our forte. Not anymore.
That's testing week.
Yes. Okay, so on the It Starts With Me website. So It Starts With Me is the overarching campaign website for Testing Week. And Dr. Ange is on there and he's saying why he got involved in this year's campaign. So he says, you know, I'm a gay man from an ethnic minority. I represent both groups that are drastically affected by HIV in the UK. From an ethnic minority perspective, we are less likely to come forward to get tested. Even talking about sexual health in general is something many just don't do. Sadly, because talking about sex is still a taboo in many communities, many are still very reluctant to get tested and or get on treatment. And he goes on to say, it's great to know I'm now in the position where I can utilise my platform to help educate people on the importance of getting tested and knowing your status. Oh, do you want to know a fun fact about Dr. Ange?
Okay, yes, go.
He took his first GCSE at the age of 8. That fun fact is from Wikipedia.
He's very clever then, isn't he? Oh,
supremely clever
and nice.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. Now I love that he's involved in it, because I think he's a really, on all the posters, because you'll probably have seen lots of the pictures with people holding their finger up saying give HIV the finger. Like you say, we're covering some of the people that are involved in that campaign that you will see on the posters and on the adverts around everywhere. And I think it's really good that he uses his platform to raise awareness around HIV testing and encourage people to test. I think it's really important.
Yeah, I mean, he could use that platform to raise awareness about many issues. And he does cover some issues as well, but predominantly it's HIV. And you know, that's great for us and great for the kind of public, really. I just think he's really relatable.
He's right. We know an awful lot of people are really reluctant to test for many, many different reasons. But we should reassure you that ordering one of the tests, the postal tests that are free at the moment, and we will put the link alongside the podcast, you guys can order one. It's open for a couple more weeks, even after testing week. It's really discreet. It's not going to say on the outside what it is. It's just gonna look like anything, so it'll just go straight through your letterbox. So it's a nice discreet way of testing.
Right, let's look at someone else, shall we? So we have a lady called Dorcas Guata. Now she lost 3 brothers to AIDS and she remembers the virus spreading in Southern Africa in the 1980s. And we've not really looked at the early days of the virus in other countries apart from America, actually. But of course, I mean, it was worldwide. It was affecting communities all over the place.
Harks back to the history that might be coming up.
Yes. Oh, yes. This is, yes, we could look at this in the future, definitely. Mm. Now, Dorcas, she was interviewed in 2017 in the Metro. So she's been involved with Testing Week for quite a few years. And she's talking about how her country was effective. So she was saying, you know, collectively, we became familiar with loss, grief, orphan children and grandmothers burdened with the care of the ill and having to look after the grandchildren as well. So it wasn't, you know, a tough time. She also said there was a lot of conspiracy around back in the early days of HIV, like there was in the UK. Nobody was really understanding what was going on. And this was all at a time when her country was thriving. So she was from Zimbabwe, and that it was thriving at the time. Now, her twin brother died of AIDS in Africa in 2014. And she says, you know, possibly if he'd been in the UK, he may have survived, because medication is more readily available over here. She works in public health, and her mission is to encourage more people to test. But she knows that public health messages like that have to be relatable, as we were saying. And so she does that by sharing her own story of how she's been affected by HIV. And she's right, public health messages, sometimes they can be a bit preachy, can't they? But she's saying, look, this is how it's affected me, and that's why I want to help you. Great message. And she is, you know, she's very passionate. She's passionate about her home country. She's very passionate about empowering women in particular. The campaign posters, she's on one of the posters, and the clothes she's wearing were designed by a Zimbabwean designer, and the hair wrap was made by a female Zimbabwean HIV activist.
How amazing to know that.
I know. So she's supporting and promoting her own country, and that probably makes her even more relatable to the community that she's kind of targeting, because she's saying, look, I'm just like you.
Yeah. And I'm sharing my personal story. I do find that so much more relatable.
I do as well. And fair play to her for approaching it in that way. I wish more people did, actually. I'm not saying everyone should share their innermost secrets, but sometimes it's really helpful to hear, isn't it, that people who are portraying the messages totally understand where you're coming from.
And it must be very liberating for her to stand up and be like, right, just going to be really open and just talk about my life and how HIV has affected me and my family. I'm in awe of people who are able to be so open.
Yes, I am too, definitely. Another person involved in the campaign is a lady called Sarah Malindwa. She's a sexual health nurse. She's appeared in E4's The Sex Clinic. She's very keen for people to test early. She's saying, and this I think is a very powerful statement, she says, look, not testing is not going to stop you from being HIV positive.
That's so true. I do think, especially we've seen a lot of people who don't want to test, or they'll make an appointment, feel better because they've made the appointment, but never turn up to the appointment. And it's like, but you still haven't tested. Or if they've tested within the window period, and we've made it clear that actually, so there's a 12-week window period with HIV where there may not be enough HIV antibodies for a test to pick it up yet. So you'd need to test outside of that 12-week window from the point of possible exposure. We might have someone that said, I was at risk on the weekend and now it's Monday and I've tested. And we'll say, right, well, let's test you just to see where your status is at now, because if you haven't tested in a long time, and then we'll book you in for after the window period, and they'll never come back because they had a negative, and that, but yeah, that was a negative. It was a no. But that's such a powerful statement, and so true.
It's really true for so many health issues. And, you know, it's a really good reminder, isn't it, that worrying about something, it's not going to change the outcome. And as she goes on to say, she says, so not testing is not going to stop you from being positive. It's all you're doing is delaying treatment. And that's kind of the worst thing that you can do.
In 2020, because obviously our stats kind of run a year and a bit behind, don't they? So in 2020, 42% of people first diagnosed in England were diagnosed late. 42%. That is a lot. This correlates to poorer long-term health outcomes. And in 2019, people diagnosed late had more than a sevenfold increased risk of death within a year of diagnosis.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to use what she says for all areas of my life now.
I would actually love us to put that on, to have it on a quote in our centre, because it's just such a perfect way of summarising it. It isn't going to change whether you're positive or not. Mm. I know it's going to change whether you know it or not, but it's not going to change whether you're positive or not.
No, she's a clever lady, isn't she? We also have another person involved, someone called Austin Armacost.
I know Austin from Big Brother.
Yes, that's right. He was the runner-up in the 2015 Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah, he was great.
I didn't watch it, so I have no idea. Is he kind of outgoing, personable?
Both. Both. Very outgoing, personable, kind. Just very charismatic, I would say.
Okay. So that, well, it makes sense because he was the runner up. So the public obviously loved him. Well done him. Now, he was speaking in an article with Boys magazine about why he's involved in the campaign. And he's saying, you know, he grew up in the 80s. So he wasn't really clued up on anything to do with HIV. His perception of HIV is completely different now to how it was back then. So he says, growing up in southern Indiana, I learned from a very young age, due to the scaremongering AIDS ads, oh, we've talked about those before, that the gay community was harder hit than other communities by AIDS. So back in the 80s, around the time of the AIDS epidemic, the media would often portray AIDS as a gay man's virus. And that intensified my fear of HIV. So this was at a time when I didn't know the difference between them both. Obviously, things have moved on since then, which they have. We know they have, although the stigma's still out there. And he also talks about getting tested. So he said, look, getting tested, it's very nerve-wracking at first, but fear is not a valid reason for you not to get tested and to be healthy. The only thing that can stop that fear of the unknown is getting tested, knowing your status and moving forward with whatever the outcome is.
They're all smashing it out of the park with their quotes. Well, they are. They're spokespeople. This is why. They're brilliant.
Definitely. And each kind of, they've each got a slightly different kind of point of view, haven't they? And kind of different reasons, either why they get tested or why they want people to get tested. But it all comes from the heart. You know, these are people who really want to help and support their communities. And I think that comes across really strongly in the whole campaign.
They all have a different point of view and some really, oh, I just love their quotes. I just want us to put all their quotes up in our centre.
Yes. Oh, we should do. Definitely. And I think, you know, it's probably worth us pointing out at this point that being fearful of getting tested is completely normal, isn't it?
100%. So we obviously have to practice and test each other because we provide testing and we train people and things like that. I still get nervous. You can't help it. It's just something within you. It's like anything. It's like going, right? This is what I'm going to equate it to in some ways. It's like going to the airport and going through customs. I'm nervous, but I don't have, there's nothing on me. But you know, when you just get that funny, you can't help it. Fear isn't a reason not to test.
It isn't, but I completely understand why people are worried and why sometimes, you know, that fear kind of overcomes you and then it becomes a barrier to you testing. I don't know if it's reassuring to know that lots of people feel like that. I feel when you're in that moment, possibly not. You're only concerned with yourself. Do you know what I would say, though? If people are listening to this and thinking that they'd like to test, but they're too scared, then I think that's okay. Because the point of National HIV Testing Week is not to make people feel bad for not testing, because the fact they're even thinking about it is commendable. What Testing Week does is hopefully help people realize that everyone kind of involved in HIV care understands why they might feel apprehensive, because they're experts, aren't they, at putting people at ease and ensuring they're well looked after. So I think maybe our message from today should be that we're rooting for whoever's listening who's thinking about testing, because we know how hard it can be. So no matter how they choose to test, they should know that we'll be there for them. And should their test be positive, then they'll be joining an amazing group of people all connected to HIV, including some of the best medical and support care in the world. So I don't know if that would alleviate anybody's fears around testing, but if it does, great.
Well said, Sarah. You're right. I think it's not about, yeah, it's not about making anyone feel bad. Oh, why haven't you? It's just saying, look, these days there are so many different ways to test. If it's about attending a sexual health clinic and just thinking about, we just want people to be healthy and know their status. As you say, whether you're positive or not, you know, if you are positive, it means you can move forward knowing your status, get on medication, manage your health well, access support. And being negative and knowing your status is also really good. But I think just knowing your status is better than not knowing.
It's very true, because we've seen lots of people, haven't we, who've put off testing for so long. And then they make it through the door and they're shaking and they're clearly very frightened. And then they get the result and it's negative, and you can see the relief. And the first thing they all say is, oh, why did I leave it so long?
But as you said, even if it's a positive result, there's so much support. And the sexual health clinics are amazing.
The kindest group of people, and everybody's there to ensure that whoever's tested positive is really well cared for. I mean, we've talked a lot, haven't we, about the passion in our sector, and it's so true. They will be well cared for and they will be looked after and they will be joining a family they might not want to join, but there's lots of support for them.
Exactly. And I don't know if people are aware or not, but even if you're concerned that, oh, right, well, as soon as I start going to a sexual health clinic, if I'm positive, they're going to tell my GP. Of course, it would be good for your GP to know in terms of managing your overall health, but your GP doesn't have to know. The medical records aren't linked, are they?
No.
So you don't have to tell your GP if it's a family friend or something like that. So if that's another barrier, I just wanted to mention that, that if that's a barrier to you testing, that you're concerned what would happen. The sexual health records are separate to the rest of the NHS. So that's one fear that you wouldn't have to have.
Definitely. So, I mean, for me, that concludes our HIV Testing Week podcast episode.
I loved it. Thank you very much. It's actually really nice to hear a bit more about some of the people. And we should say there are so many more people involved in the campaign. So many that we were like, how would we cover all of this in like a 20-minute podcast? I'm not sure. So well done on picking just a few and just giving us a little update about them.
You're welcome. That was a long pause there, wasn't it?
She was just nodding at me across the
room. I know, I just realised that people can't hear me nodding, but I was agreeing with you, but I just completely switched off. I'm like, my bit's done.
Yeah, it's over now. I'm asleep. What? Well, I cannot wait to see you for our next podcast, because I know it's going to be awesome. I actually know what the next one is. I don't know any of the details about it. I only know the title. I'm not going to do a spoiler, but it's a good one.
It is a good one, yes, even though I say so myself.
Can't wait to sing the jingle to you again.
Oh, and I can't wait to hear it.
Right, enjoy the rest of testing week. And anyone listening, please go and follow the link and order yourself a postal test if you so wish.
Thank you for listening to HIV Hope and Charity. If you'd like to know more about the work that we do, visit tvps.org.uk. And please like, subscribe, and rate the podcast if you enjoyed it.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.